there are a lot of aspects and angles to the parasha, but one angle is to look at it just from the term of the middos, the kina, and the machlokas, etc. That's one point. But there's another chelik over here that demands demands an understanding, and in some ways it's probably more the sheirish of what the parasha is. Rashi brings down that Korach shepikeach hoya. Korach was a pikeach, marol azeh. So if Korach was a pikeach, how do you go ahead and do it? So on that he answers that einoy hitosoy, that his eye made him make a toss because he saw shalshalas and it wasn't the right shalshalas and so on. We don't find, Torah you find many parshas of issues where meraglim, what about the meraglim? Why didn't it say meraglim pikhim hoyu? It doesn't say anywhere that Korach was more prepared than the meraglim. Meraglim, they were all smart people, big people, they were all Rosh Sanhedris, they were all sorts of things. So why over here, of all the places, is where it's picked out? And over here, it asks, and the answer is Einahit Asai. It's really blaming the wrong organ. For instance, if a person sees, let's give a mashal to explain the shaila. If a person sends out analysts, he sends out spies, and the spies come back with some sort of report, these are the facts, and the analyst crunches the numbers and comes up with this is going to happen. So if the mistake lies in the data they gathered, that's the mistake. But if the mistake lies in analysis, it's not the people that were out there spying, it's the people doing the analysis. The ayin saw correctly. If the ayin itself would have seen something not right, if let's say his nevuah, his ruach hakodesh, would have been unclear nevuah, we understand. But over here, it's something which is... He saw right. He saw his grandchildren, the Oymer al Aduchen, and they didn't. That was right. The analysis was wrong. So why was the ayin hitosai? Also, the word ayin over here is very, very loose. It doesn't. It wasn't his physical eye. It was ruach hakodesh. Why does it say ruach hakodesh hitosai? I don't know. It was nevuah ruach hakodesh. The word eye over here is a very loose sense of it. It's what's called mishanim ein sichli. It's not the eye is the chelik that seems to be blamed for it. And this doesn't really seem to be that's in the kuda. Either his seichel, his pikas itself should have been blamed, or, I don't know, ruach hakodesh, whatever it is. In the word vayikach korach, so the vayikach korach is just, if grammatically it doesn't mean anything, korach took, it's not clear what he took, and so on, and everyone says the pshat. So the medrash says over here, both the Medrash and the Zohar Kodesh, so Rashi says, Lokach es atzmoi, letzad echot. He took himself, in other words, he removed himself. Yigal Korach means Korach removed himself. The Chazal in Medrash Rabbah and say that Libo Natoli, his heart took him. In other words, Vayikach is referring to the subject of the sentences is hidden. It's Halev Lokach es Korach. So something took Korach. The Zohar says it differently, but it has the same connection to it. It says Nosiv Eta Bisha Legrami, that he gave himself a bad Eitzah. So Vayikach is sort of Loshon giving an Eitzah, but the main point is he gave himself a bad Eitzah, and it's very, very hard to understand. How to exactly explain it? Mele, if it means vayikach, that he removed himself, so fine. So vayikach means like vayas machloikis. Vayikach means Korach himself was he was done in by some part of himself. Very hard to understand how the two halakim that work, how the self and self work over here. The self, his heart took him, so I understand. The heart means his craving for the gedula took him. But the Lashon HaZoyah, that he gave himself a bir eitzah, who's giving, who's the self that's giving himself the eitzah? The mashmos also in the Chazal over here is that Korach was the Godel Shebechov. It says that he was the Godel Shebechov, and that's why he was, it was clear that he is worthy of being a candidate. It says everyone else was tofel to him. So the Shaila is so where was it, where did he go wrong? I mean, he saw correctly. He saw that he was the biggest of them. His evaluation, his assessment of himself was right. Where is that nekuda that there was a mistake over here? So I want to, the nekuda you want to focus on is a nekuda of chachma in dealing, in other words, in a certain oimik in the world of chachma and so on. And I'd like to try to be oimid on this nekuda. I mean, that's the nekuda that Rashi brings. And try to understand some facet of chachma that's less than well understood. The Gemara says, "Vachachma me'ayin timotzei." It's Gemara Saita. "Vachachma me'ayin timotzei." It says, "Ein debetoy miskaimim elamish shemesim atzmei kimisha enoy." So, a chachma me'ayin timotzei, chachma is to be found nowhere. Means from somebody who considers himself a nobody. Moshe Rabbeinu was Adam Mikol Adam. He's the paradigm for it. It always seems to us a correlation it's a schar and einish type of thing. A person has good midas. Kadosh Baruch Hu likes people who give midas. Kadosh Baruch Hu gives him satash midas to learn because of his good midas. It's not something that one feels a reason why a person should be zeichet to chachma. Some midas, for instance, the midah of patience, you could say, well, if a person has a patience to work through an inyan, you need a lot of savlonis. Okay, so that midah is directly affected. But other midas, if we tell somebody he's a big bal chesed, a zeichet a lot of Torah, the only way we can understand that would be in terms of schar, like a Kaddish Baruch who rewards the good midas with Torah. Even though it's sort of lacking midah keneged midah, over here, v'chachma me'ayin timotzei. The pasuk is saying chachma is to be found in the place that's nowhere, and it's very, very hard to understand what that means. I would be very reluctant, and especially Moshe Rabbeinu, who's the Av of Torah, the Milan Mida Teiva that the Torah says about him is his anivus. I'd be very hard to say that it's a Mida Krois. Just sort of, he had nice midas. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, well, let's pick a nice guy to be the nice interior in Klal Yisrael. So I want to understand a little bit mitzad, the teichen of chachma, mitzad, it's mohus, something which is geared very much to the tzipa nafshei of chachma. Let's give an example. When a person takes a telescope and he wants to observe the stars and all the celestial bodies, the person takes a very good telescope, person makes measurements and data and et cetera, et cetera. The one thing that still makes it impossible for him to really have correct information is the fact that the telescope itself is sitting on the Earth. And the Earth has its own orbit, it has its own wobbling, it has its own issues. And no matter how good the telescope is, and no matter how well how carefully is his measurements, there's a built-in problem. And that's why they prefer to have the telescope orbiting somewhere where it's free of anything else. Because the world of Chachma dictates. Chachma, in its essence, requires that the observer, the thinker, the process of the Chachma not be part of the Chachma itself. If in any way, shape, or form, the subject of the Chachma is part of the observation about the object of the Chachma, then that Chachma is skewed. And Chachma, by its definition, by its neshama, is something that we expect to be all about the object. The same thing should be true to anyone observing it. That's the metzias of Chachma. So Chachma requires that there be a complete, the field of vision be totally the object, with minus any subject. That's the pshat in the pasuk. V'chochma ayin timotze, me ayin timotze. The sheirish of chochma has to be ayin, because if there's anything else that comes before, it's automatically clouding it. So just like an ideal scientist makes no assumption, tries to make no assumption about that which he's studying, because or else the assumption becomes part of what he's studying, and then it's problematic. So that's because Chachma is, by its nature, deemed to be something that's objective, complete, and therefore would be true to anyone seeing it as such. That would be the inyan of that's the mohus of Chachma, that is completely detached from anybody, from the observer. It's all about what is being observed and nothing about the observer. It's, I mean, on a technical level, it's obviously true. That's a technical mashal. But on a pneumistic, on a mashal in terms of what's right and wrong, that becomes a lot more significant. You find the mashal by Edus. Al pi shnayim edim yakum dava. You have to have two edim. And everyone speaks about it because two is more reliable than one. One might be lying, one might be make a mistake, and so on. So three or four or five should be better than two. Statistically, two is an improvement on one, but 10 should be a vast improvement on two. But the real pshat al pi shnayim edim yakum dava, the moral sort of hints at this, is when Reuven says Edus about X, then Reuven is part of that Edus. If both Reuven and Shimon say Edus about X, then Reuven and Shimon cancel each other out. It's not about Reuven, it's not about Shimon, it's X. The Haggadah's Edus is never shayach from any one person, because any one person, he is part of the equation. When you have two people, then you cancel out the people, because if both Reuven and Shimon saw it, it's all about X, and not about Reuven, not about Shimon. That's objective in Yanim. When a person is made on himself, in Chazal, you find, in Halacha, you find a distinction between a Nogea Bedover and what's called a Baldover. A Nogea Bedover has an interest, and therefore he is puzzle, but let's say the interest is gone. There's a distinction. Mitzad Sheni, he's mitzdarev to puzzle. A baldova, the person about whom the Edus is completely not shayach to the world of Edus. He's not an Edus. It's not the pshat, he's an Edus puzzle. The word Edus applies to an observer, and the observed and the observer have zero in terms of correlation. The person that is being observed is not, even physically he's observing, he's not shayach to the parasha. The one about whom we're talking cannot be the one who talks. There's zero correlation in the two. This is all true on technical things of seeing things and reporting things and so on. When a person is evaluating, the real chachma is emes and sheker, is toiv and ra. That's the real chachma. Chachma in this world that Torah concerns itself about is chachma of toiv and ra. In toiv and ra itself, a person makes evaluations, and even if the person, the very fact that the person has a metzias, his evaluations of toiv and ra are always going to be somewhat off, because it's him. it's something, me, myself, making evaluation. So the Moshe you find in different places, Ki Yeshara Hi Be'inai, by Shimshon, it says, because I found her to be good, straight. Be'inai, Yeshara Be'inai is never a correct statement. Yosher Be'inai, by definition, is a faulty statement. Yosher Be'inai Hashem is a good statement. Yosher Be'inai, it's the same type of Ayni Tosoi, because somewhere along the line, you have to take self into the cheshem. Where does that process go, in a sense of tikkun? So the Rambam says, we've quoted a few times in different contexts. Now I want to use it for a different nekuda. It says it speaks about how a person is supposed to be oimid on a Kadosh Baruch Hu, the two midas. After we get past the Muna, believing in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as Hashem Echad, and so on, the next Nekuda is the inyan of Av and Yira, which are the roots of everything to come. The roots of all Avodat, of all the Rambam to come afterwards is Av and Yira. So Muna is the Yisayda Yisaydis, that's obvious, believing in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And Yira and Av flows from that, and that begins the process of making something lemaisa from the emuna. So Rambam says, "B'shoshe yizbonin ve'echin haderech la'avos v'yirasoi, b'shoshe yizbonin ha'odom b'mas of ubruv v'niflo'i magdolim." When a person looks into the tremendous nivra'im of Hashem Baruch Hu, v'yira mehen chachmasoi, and he sees in it the chachma shein la'erech v'loiketz, that's boundless. When the person thinks about this, as the person is considering all this, as the person is considering this Gazakash Baruch Hu, miyad hu nirta lachirav v'yifached v'yivoda shehu beryak tana shvela feila medes das kalums v'tomi. He realized how insignificant he is, and so on and so forth. That is the way the Rambam sets up the Sheirish of Avodas Hashem. I want to understand it. So we talk a lot about it in terms of the meat of Av and Yira and so on. But I'd like to understand it in terms of a little bit mitzad the person. When a person chachma of the variety of chachmas Hashem is something which produces two effects. One is a broadening of the person's chachma and das, and in that chachma itself, it produces the ayin of the person. The person himself begins to shrink as he begins to understand more and more of the Gaz HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The midah of Yira is a midah that shrinks. The person begins to feel smaller and smaller and less significant. So you have a tremendous mila in the realm of chachmas habayri, chachma about the bayri, chachmas alikus. You have normally it's vachachma me'ayin timotze. Chachma comes from the platform of an ayin. You have ha'ayin me'chachma timotze. As a person grows in chachma, so too does his own person, his own self, begin to shrink. And the person begins to have less and less of a sense of self. It's a tremendous positive circle that as the person grows, as his wisdom grows, his person shrinks. And as his person shrinks, his wisdom grows. So the midah of Yira is the sense of loss of self becomes the hechatimtza for another round of chachma and so on. And that's the pasuk Reishis Chachma Yiras Hashem. And we spoke about this also, the correlation of midas to the correlation of self is strange over here. The teretz is, Reishis Chachma Yiras Hashem means The cornerstone has to be the sense of a lack of self. Another yira in this case is one of the same. Another is a natural lack of a sense of self. And yira is something which is an imposed loss of self. But the tzarashava between yira and another is another. In other words, both of them are a lack of a self. One is the person naturally doesn't have a sense of self, and one is that the person is overwhelmed when I come along with my little candle and it looks bright and nice, and then I open the door and the sunlight's there, the candle just dims, not because it dimmed, just because the sunlight overwhelmed it. That's yira, the way the Rambam describes it. So the midas that are, the midah of chachmah requires having the not-self, and it's done in two ways. It's done either by increasing it's either done by a person's natural anava, working anava, or through the midah of yira and so on. So the Chassidus Shavar, it's common, the says it, Alexander, the Motor Chernobyl says it his way, but it's a word that goes as follows. It says that it's summa ba'achas me'enav is part of from Alila Regal. So the Alexander says that a person has two eyes. One eye to see the Godless HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and one eye to reflect on his own non-existence, on his lack, on his own missing something. The katoyntim kol hachasadim in one way. This is the yira that one is for the ava. One sees to put it more strongly. When the Rambam says, as he's thinking about the ava and the yira, the Rambam says these are simultaneous thoughts. So that means from one side I am overwhelmed by God's HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And in that godless, I see the godless HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the smallness of self. So a person has two eyes to see something. Meaning when he perceives something, he perceives two things in the thing that he perceived. The godless of the thing and the katness of his self. So he says, if he's summa ba'achas me'enav, if a person is the type of person that when he goes and to Halila Regal and he sees godless of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it doesn't become a humility of self, then the person should better not go. Don't, because then that chachma fattens the person. It feeds his gaiva and his wrong midas. So if a person, when he goes up l'aliyah regel, and he becomes uplifted in one way, and humbled in a second way, then it's good. That's an aliyah. But if a person goes and he becomes absorbed of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's godless and his own godless is fed by it somehow, I'm such a big chacham, I know Kabbalah and I know HaKadosh Baruch Hu and I know Beis HaMikdash and I'm chashev and so on and so forth, don't go. You're parted from going. In other words, a positive histaklus in HaKadosh Baruch Hu and in Drochav is a stakless that has both the ava yira together. One without the other is something that's it's counterproductive. The Remochet Chernobyl says it on Hama'at Mikem over here. He says Hazeir Melechain. Moshe Rabbeinu criticized them, and he said Hama'at Mikem is did you not get enough? Is it little that you have levia? So he says, "Ma'at mikem ze'er l'choin." Did you become humbled by the process? Are you humble enough to accept kunig doyel and so on? So let's go back to the parasha here. Korach is the parasha that pits godless against godless. The issues that the Torah presents are obviously not issues of where there's no havamina. If there's no havamina, then the Torah doesn't need, it's like a Gemara. The Gemara doesn't raise a havamina unless there's a reason to raise the question and answer it. So if somebody was just a bitter small person who really, really just wasn't even shaykh to be the Gadol, there would be no, we wouldn't pit him against Moshe Rabbeinu. In the, all the fights and struggles, the struggle against Moshe Rabbeinu had Korach, who was from Shevet Levi, was as chashav as everybody. He really was a contender for the gods. He is choylik on Torah's Moshe Rabbeinu. That's what Ram says. When we speak about the emuna of Moshe Rabbeinu and his Torah, then it's Korach who is the paradigm of fighting against it. So it's not only the pshat that we need to. That we need to say, well, he was a bad guy, very jealous, and really, really, just out for covet, and so on and so forth. It's too big of a parsha, too big of an inyan. I mean, there's a zikaron. There's two zikronos left from it. There's the mata'arin, and there's the rikuyim on Mizbeach. You're talking about a contender to Moshe Rabbeinu that forced us to look deeply under the surface of what Moshe Rabbeinu is. Why somebody who looks like Moshe Rabbeinu, where they seemed alike, there's differences between Moshe and him. And that's why Chazal asked, Pikeach Hoya. In other words, in the world of Chachma, let's find a distinction. Telling me that he's a tzaddik, he's a rasha, that's not going to do it for us. Where in the world of Chachma do you find the word Einoi, Ayin, is something which is, it's something that alludes to Chachma. Chachma is and Re'iyah are very, very synonymous. Even in colloquial, we speak about, oh, I see it now. When something is clear, Baruch Adova, and so on. Those are all, clarity is synonymous with Chachma. So, Pikeach Hoya, Marol Ishtuset, in the world of Chachma, find me the difference. And on that, Rashi brings the Chazal, Einoi Hit Osoi. In other words, he still had his ayin. He still had his eye, he was looking at it. And what he saw mitzad the object was right. He saw it. He saw his shtals and so on. But the problem lay in the fact that it was still his ayin. It was his eye. In his mindset, in Korach's mindset, if I am as big as a chacham as Moshe Rabbeinu, my opinion and daya is as valid as his, because I have as much chacham as he has. And the answer was yes. But you're assuming one of your eyes. Your eyes fed you chachma, so you're fat, full of chachma, but you didn't become smaller from that chachma. Moish was onav. Iron mahu kisalino lov. Iron doesn't have a self. Iron was able to see the godless transfer to his brother and his younger brother, and there was no sense of kinna. Because in Aaron and Moshe's chachma, the chachma diminished their own sense of self, and therefore they could trust their eye. Korach didn't have that, and that's why Eina Yitasei, because his eye saw correctly mitzad what it saw, but there was self mixed into it, and therefore it distorted the vision. And that's what that was the difference between Aaron and Moshe. That's why he said, "Hazeer mikem." You want something bigger, but you don't have the humility to take on something bigger, to give something big to a person that doesn't become humbled by the greatness. A person is given a tremendous task, should become humbled by it. If it's not, then it's samamavis, and a person shouldn't get it. So, in the parash over here deals with Chachma and Nevuah of Moshe, Chachma of Moshe at its peak, and the distinction, the conscious distinction between Moshe Rabbeinu's and Korach. Mitzad, the positive side, they were matched. They were both Levium, they were both the Rosh Sanhedrin. You had all the Rosh Sanhedrin. You had Chachma of Klal Yisrael. Moshe is Shokol Kenega Sanhedrin, but you had the Sanhedrin. You had Rosh Sanhedrin and Korach. The difference lay in this nekudah. in the Reishis Chochma, Yiras Hashem. In other words, did this Chochma produce the miut, the smatus atzmis, or not? Bringing it over to our world, we're not Moshe Rabbeinu, we're not Korach, we're not any of those dargis. But a lot of times, I mean, it's become, because of the katnas adairis, there's become a hischalkus between those two tchumim. We understand a person to be, yes, learning and knowing is very important, it's very big, but it has nothing to do with midas. Gaivan anova is very nice, good, it's good midas, anova is a good midas, gaivan is a bad midas, that belongs to midas. A Baal Musa works on midas, a chacham works on learning and knowing, and someone's both works on both. That's the way it's become. It's a problem to it, because the chachma that we understand is just data or even processing, but the concept of chachma, where a person himself is chachma, where the atzmis of the person becomes chachma, we don't have such a good feel for that. We don't really understand it. An Adam Gadol is somebody who is a big person, and the godless has to express itself in two directions. It's what he has and what he doesn't have. I have chachma if I become diminished in direct proportion to the chachma that I acquire. If the person deheres his own, if a person is dehering his shiflis, as he deheres every step of dehering godless avery, he deheres shiflis atzmis, then the person is a chacham. And that chachma belongs to the world of chachma satayra. If a person finds that his own sense, the more he understands, the broader, the deeper, the further, if a person doesn't find himself becoming humbled by the experience, then he didn't deher the chachma. He didn't really, really deher it. Because if he would deher the chachma of the imki nafshay, he would fall short. It's a fault in all of us. But we need to understand that in the world of midas, it is possible differently. It means for a person at whatever madrigi is, asking somebody else. When a person has an inyan, the more that the person is involved with himself, the person should automatically passel himself. In any sense, and you know, everybody would say to himself, would I, because of a small negia, do something that's wrong? I mean, I've heard people say it, and surprisingly, people that I think would know better. If I am in any way involved in this situation, in any way whatsoever, then my eye is part of it. I can't make those decisions, especially a person makes a decision about himself. We always think in terms of talking to a Rebbe, as you know, he would know better. It's the same thing. It's almost as valuable to talk to a Chavatoiv, because the biggest problem is the Yeshari Beinai means I'm not seeing. I'm seeing myself as part of the equation. It's like sometimes you have a glass, and whatever it is about the glass that's not so good, and you keep seeing reflections of yourself in the glass. So whatever you see out is not right. Whenever a person needs to make, every decision a person needs to make, and a lot of them on a get himself, talking to an other person who's in the same darg as his is already a davar tov. Because I have to be suspicious. I have to understand I'm not seeing anything. What I'm seeing is I and that which I'm seeing together. That's the nature of it. And therefore, I can never trust it. Korach saw the shalshalas. There wasn't anything wrong with what he saw, but he didn't see that Korach is part of the equation. That's what he didn't see. He felt that what I see, anybody would have said, well, my grandchildren, they did in fact, they were saved. It's all about my grandchildren. That's what I see. I don't see anything about myself. Korach saw himself shepping nachas, standing with his grandchildren together. That's where the problem was. The grandchildren was good, but he saw himself with the grandchildren. He saw himself being there. That's where it started. When a person, everything, every decision a person has to make, and it's funny, I you know, you hear some people, well, you know, believe me, I'm speaking without negias. I have no negias in this inyan. So some of the person doesn't have negias, but a person that has negias. But understand what you need to passel is re'iyah, because you don't understand what chachma is if you don't understand that when you're included in the equation, the chachma is no longer chachma. So on specific inyanim, it's very, very important. It's very interesting. There are not many halachas about maloy enov. The shir maloy enov is a very strange shir, because it's a totally subjective shir, which is something that the Torah strays away from. You don't get a shir like a sukkah is big enough if it feels good. A sukkah has a shir, zayin al zayin, whether it feels good or bad or whatever it is, it's mudud. Midas of Torah are very, very exact. There are two or three areas that have to do with maloy enov. One is a bad thing, I could say, and so on and so forth, because that's something that's nogea to what you see, and so on and so forth. That's personal, that is personal. But you find in other areas, it says if a person stands up for Rabbi Muvhok, it's kimaloy enov. And it's something which is, it rings so powerfully. In other words, the maloy enov of the person should be the Rabbi Muvhok. In other words, my chachma, he should be the one that takes up my entire field of vision. There's one other place where Chazal made a point of La'enov, and that was Yosef. It says by Yosef, because he was Zeicha, because he was Eimed ben Yisoyen, and his eyes were not Nene for something that wasn't his, he didn't think Potiphar's, he did not at all, he wasn't Nichshol in Asia's Potiphar. That's why when the Beis HaMikdash, when the Mishkan was in the Chelek of Yosef, you could eat Meloy Einov. Kimeloy Einov. That was the shear of Maisa, of Kachim Kalim, that you could eat. It didn't have a border, it's as far as you saw. That's a very subjective shear. I mean, one person is nearsighted, he has 3 feet that he could, another person could hundreds of feet sit and eat. I mean, it's a very strange, I mean, it's hefik, in Kena Satel Bechal Shurim. It's, I mean, you know, one person sitting here and the other person is sitting a mile away, and he's doing right and he's doing right, and if they'd flip around, he would be doing wrong and he'd be eating Kachem Bechutz. How does that work? Adrabah, the Torah imposed Shi'urim on us because we are puzzled to be done. We can't, our eyes are us. It's not about Kachem, it's about us. And that's why our eye can't do it. Yosef HaTzadik, he didn't say it's a terrible averishes ish. He said, you're not in my line of vision. I mean, you don't belong to me. So there's no, when a person sees an ashes ish, so his sense is, yes, she's an ashes ish, but I like her also. I'm part of the equation. Yosef, he was not part of the equation where he didn't belong. And his taina to Yishas Potiphar was, I have nothing to do with you. You're not mine. You're somebody else's wife. That was the Yosef's midah. So his eyes become objective evaluators of Kedusha. That line of sight is pure because it had no self to it. So on a protistic oifen, it's negiatos, when people need to make decisions in every way, whether it's in it's been on chaveri, whether it's in Yiddishkeit, whatever, a person, if the person has any part of it, if it's nagia in the slightest way, a person needs to understand. If he's a chacham, he needs to understand that it's enov itasoi. You have self in what you see. And yes, you see it, you don't mean to do bad, you mean to be objective, you mean to be good. But your telescope is standing on a wobbly platform. You're holding it very, very straight. I really cemented the telescope into the mountaintop. But the mountain with the earth is moving. You know, there's dust on the earth. And you can't get out of it. And that's why being semech on somebody else's eitzes is an appropriate thing for a chacham bedafka. And more than that, in terms of a person growing in a big way, a person is really learning chachmas alekim, is really learning Torah, if when he learns two things happen. One is he becomes overwhelmed. he becomes he deheres gadlus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in Chochmos Yisparach. The Chochmos Ein Sof of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It inspires him in terms of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's greatness. And that's and that same Chochma, that same Oimek that was a scholar to him, one eye deheres HaKadosh Baruch Hu's godless, and one eye deheres himself, how small he is. The more I know, and the more I perceive of the world around me, the less I am. That's the Chochma Ma'ayin Timotze. Chochma and a platform of Ayin go hand in hand. This Reish is Chochma Zeyos Hashem, and as the person becomes more and more Chochem, Hame'at Mikem, Hazeer Milchoin, a person becomes smaller through it, and that's Gadlus Adam. The fact that he sees greatness, understands greatness, and his own sense of self has become commensurately diminished.